I'm Mary. I've lived in Weston 21 years, and Weston weather is mythical.
Unpredictable.
Wait, was I close to the boys in my class?
Supermare weather is like a chicken with the head of a crocodile, with the legs of a cow, with the tail of a dog.
Western weather was a creature, it would be the devil. It would literally be the devil. It is so annoying. Because it's saying, oh, it's a nice warm sunny day. Get your nice summer clothes. You go out and it's raining. And then you think, oh, I'll get my raincoat. It's sunny again. Like, what is wrong with it?
If the weather in Weston was a creature, it would be really annoying and cruel.
If Weston was a monster, then it would be annoying and it would be really strong. It would crawl fast, and after every 10 minutes, it would change. It's like snowy to lightning to sunny to cloudy to rain. It's just like a big cycle of them.
I know I'm going to have to live on this earth for a bit longer, and if anything my family are like, I'll probably live to about 90-odd. I'm going to be here for a while, so I better learn how to look after the earth, and that's a thing. You've got to look after the earth, unlike my teeth. You know, you've got to look after these things and remember that we are stewards of the earth and that we only have it for so long. Until you go on to the next bit.
Make sure that, like, you treat your earth as you'll treat your body. You wouldn't let your body decay and waste away way before its prime. You'd sort of, like, have spa days and stuff. Like, give the earth its own kind of spa day.
My name is Telemachus Ulysses Jones.
My name's Thomas Andrew Chan.
My name is Kaylee.
My name's Shannon.
I'm Mary.
My name is Ian.
My name is Samantha.
Hi, I'm Gwyneth Audrey King, 92 years old, lived in Weston for 85 years. My favourite season is summer.
I know when I was growing up, it was always sunny June, July and August.
When it was,
rain, nothing. It was just sunshine.
That's right, yeah.
In my memory. Yeah. I know that's probably not true.
I don't know, I think it really was, Wendt.
That's what my memory tells me, that summers were always sunny and blue skies. Yeah.
But then when I was younger, the weather was a bit more predictable then. You knew we'd get the wall-to-wall summers. Throughout the whole 6 weeks we're off school, it was always blue. You know, growing up, June, from May till September. Even September, it'd still be nice.
How have the seasons changed since, like, you know, you were kids growing up, whatever? Like, because now it feels like it's
We don't
more...
have seasons anymore. Not really, do we? No. You know, we've had spring,
That's
summer,
right,
autumn,
yeah.
winter. We knew what the weather was going to be. Yeah. That was it. I mean, some days we can have four seasons in one day, can't we?
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
I just like the warm weather, love. Plus, in fact, used to lay out the back here when we first moved in, all day long in the sun, sunbathing. Yeah. Yeah. Nice thinking back to those days, really.
My favourite type of weather is when it's quite sunny, because if it's rainy, I'm not normally allowed to go out and play and stuff in the grass, and it's really annoying. When it's sunny, I sometimes go out with my friends and play. Sometimes to a park, sometimes around my neighbourhood, kind of. So we sometimes do some mischievous stuff. Like we sometimes open people's back garden gates if they open and run. That's what my friends do at least. I just walk away. We sometimes have water gun fights, that's fun. Play hide and seek, play tag.
My favourite type of weather is 23 degrees and cloudy, kind of cloudy.
Yeah, it's snow. I love just the wind.
My favourite type of weather is like when it's just been raining and when it's like really warm and like, because when like you like have, it's just been raining and it's really warm and then you go in the woods and everything's like still got like raindrops on it, it's like really nice and it's just, it's really warm because it's in the forest.
I love the smell of rain just before a thunderstorm. It's, you can smell the heat, and it's such a weird phrase, the fact you can smell heat, but as it starts getting closer, that smell just gets stronger and stronger. You can almost count down for it, like slowly, like, here we come.
And then towards Peru, and I was just, there were some friends, and then there was lightning all the way around the campsite, and it was just unbelievable. Just all these forks of lightning in the sky.
That's how I love walking in the rain. It's just, I just love everything about rain for some reason. I just love it. Yeah, I suppose it smells, the feel, just like rain. I always have. Everybody else is indoors. I'm outside. I suppose it's because there's nobody out there.
Dog once, and then I went into a field that had lots of wind in it. My dog blew away.
I could see my dog getting blown around, like all of her.
One time I was walking in the fields and I found my kite, but I accidentally let go of it and it just flew off into the sky and then it was gone.
I just remember seeing wheelie bins flying around in the roads and cars. It was like a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. So basically, I was in the playground, right? And all of a sudden, you can just see this thing with a bunch of leaves surrounding it. It was invisible, but you could see just leaves going in circles.
The storm happened. It was really crazy because, like, on my family chat, it was, like, really, like, weird. Like funny and stuff because my auntie posted a picture of her neighbors, like, because you know, like the porch area where you put like that, there's like a little roof on it. My auntie showed that her neighbors, one of those just fell down, and also like the side of the Odeon just was gone. And then I was like, why is the world like this?
You can feel the tide turning by the wind as well, if you're tuned into that, can't you? The wind changes, you know, the tides change.
Yeah, I have seen one night. We thought there is a firework in Sensu Parmir Beach, and we came out with all of the family, and we see these waves that night, and there was not firework on that weekend. So it was 1 week, next week. It is a bit dangerous, and I want to say that if you see that, please take care.
I feel it's when we want to come in UK.
Really?
Yes. No, really, we feel that when we want to come in UK by boats.
Yeah.
All of us, me, Gina, Sharon, we come by boats, and we feel that in cold weather.
You know how it's
rainy. With the water which comes in your face, it makes you falling down. We feel everything.
In the past, one time, I've been a bit scared of the wind if it gets too windy, because
because I think I might get blown up into the wind. Yeah, my mum told me that people actually got blown up into the sky before, never to come back.
It makes you feel like the house is going to come down, and it made me feel very trapped.
Every clap of thunder and every shock of lightning, she froze from shock, from fear. That was a mental day.
When you were growing up, we didn't seem to have where
it's summers. It's very temperamental. It's getting more humid, which is somewhat scary and not very nice, and I hate humidity, so it's not nice, but then sometimes...
We've all got grandchildren.
You've all got family, though.
It's the grandchildren that are going to be...
Great-grandchildren.
The world's going to end in 10 years, and it's like, oof, I might not have a family or something. It's just like...
Of course, if the icebergs keep melting, Weston could disappear anyway, couldn't it?
But the one thing I do have about being in a seaside town is a recurring dream. Tidal wave. I'll be in my bedroom at home and I'll look out the window and I can see a 100-foot tidal wave coming towards us from the beach. And I live on the Bourneville and I can see the tidal wave. And the thing is, I'm in a masonette, connect to a load of other houses. And in my dream, that masonette gets lifted up on its own and dragged out to sea. And I keep on thinking to myself, well, I'll be all right as long as I stay on land where the sea is, so long as the house doesn't get dragged out to the middle of the sea. But so long as it stays on land when the sea's gone out, I'll be fine. But yeah, that's a recurring dream I keep getting.
Now there's a date I'm not really looking forward to. Let's say 50 years in the future. I house this museum will be at the bottom of the ocean. Because apparently, if the Arctic and Antarctic melt, sea levels will rise by, originally I thought it, they said 16 metres, but no, even higher. 60. 60 whole metres. 60. It will be a piece of the ocean. The Highlands will be lucky if they survive. Thank you.